I swear I'm not crazy. I'm not. I am sane. I am painfully sane. Just so very sane. And you probably don't believe me because I've kind of kidnapped you. Which is awkward. Sorry for that. Didn't really plan on it, but had to get out of there because... Okay, this is going to sound crazy. Bum. You were just in the wrong place at the wrong time and... Ugh. Bum. It's just not my day. It's not really been my week. Or my month. Not really been my year. Ever since I got burnt. Burnt. No, not fire burnt. Burnt as a spy. And this isn't going to help with the whole believing that I'm not crazy thing. Bum. Just bum. So, I'm not crazy. I'm actually a spy. Well, I was a spy. I mean, am I still a spy? It's complicated. It's just really complicated. But I should probably explain, because I have kidnapped you, and that is really, really rude. And I've kind of messed things up between us. Not that there isn't us. I mean, I was a patient in a mental hospital and you were my doctor, so that wouldn't happen. Which is a shame because you are... I'm hitting on the person I just kidnapped. That is just... Wow. How is this my life? How is this my life? I mean, my life has always been a little bit ridiculous being a spy. But this is... Wow. I'm not crazy. I mean, it does sound like a delusion, but it's not. I was one of the good guys. I did some bad things, but... For the right reasons? Well, I thought they were the right reasons. National security, keeping people safe. But I was wrong. You see, I thought I was working for the CIA. I wasn't. Quite the opposite, in fact. I thought that I was a good guy. I was actually a bad guy. I feel really stupid. Just so, so dumb. Looking back, they say hindsight is 20/20. I was really naive. So naive. The things that I did. I thought I was saving people. I thought that I was doing the right thing. But I wasn't. And the really bad thing, the absolutely terrible thing, is that I was really good at it. Really, really good at it. When I think about some of the missions that I completed. Oh, it turns my stomach. It really does. I never meant to be a spy, you know. I didn't plan on it. It wasn't my chosen career when I was a kid. I wanted to be an artist. didn't quite work out. They approached me when I was at university. And it seemed ridiculous. I thought it was just bullshit. But then I landed in the middle of a mission, and now I realize it was just a big setup. Wow. They were playing me the whole time. So much for being a super spy. That's just an idiot. A blind idiot. An idiot with blood on my hands and a high body count. And they weren't terrorists, they weren't criminals. Oh my God. It's terrifying. Private sector espionage. But on a global scale. Toppling governments, starting wars, assassinating world leaders. It makes me sick. And I was in the middle of it all. When I found out, I wasn't smart. I was dumb. I just reacted. I didn't plan my exit. I didn't think about what would happen. I just stole data, the whole mainframe, and booked it. What the fuck was I thinking? I'm not crazy. I'm not. This isn't some hallucination. It isn't some delusion. But of course you don't believe me. Which sucks. Because you are the first person in years that I thought about. Well, anything. As a spy, you don't make connections. It's too dangerous. I don't let anyone get close but you. You snuck in under my radar. I thought that when they caught me, they would kill me. But they're clever. They had me committed. Though I'm crazy, delusional, I think I'm a spy. I think that there's this big conspiracy. It's kind of genius when you think about it. Because now, no matter who I tell, there's always going to be that doubt. I mean, I can see it on your face. Oh, it's okay. I understand. I do. But I couldn't not. The things I've done, the things they've done, the plans I have. I have to do something. I don't know what, not right now. But I knew I had to get out of there, and I did. I didn't plan on you being there. I guess I just wanted to say goodbye. And then they showed up. Well, they weren't hospital security, were they? Too well trained, too well armed. Of course, this could all be part of their plan. Making everyone think I'm crazy and then killing me. An escaped mental patient who's kidnapped a member of staff. Oh fuck, I handed it to them on a plate. Oh fuck. Why do I keep doing this? Why am I acting so rashly? Why? I don't have a choice now. I have to bring them down. I have to find a way to bring the whole operation down. Just me. Crazy girl. Oh, fuck. What? You're not serious. You're not serious. I kidnapped you. Why would you help me? It could be a ploy. You could be humouring me. Waiting until I let down my guard because I've already admitted that I like you. That I'm attached to you, attracted to you. You could just be biding your time. Because you do think I'm crazy. Or you could believe me. You could believe that I am sane. That we're in the middle of a really, really bad situation with some really bad people. I should be cynical. I should be cautious. I shouldn't believe you. I shouldn't take you at face value, but I want to. I need to. Because I've got nothing. Everything I thought I knew was a lie. My life was I've got nothing. All I've got is a sliver of hope that I can clear my name, that I can bring them down, that I can make everything right. And I don't want to do it alone. I can't do it alone. So I'm going to untie you. I'm going to trust you. And I'm I'm not crazy. I really hope that I'm not crazy for believing you. Because I need you. I need you more than you know. My instructor would be screaming at me. My handlers would be going crazy if this was a mission. I'm doing everything that I was trained not to. Trusting. Taking chances. Following my instincts. Letting emotions get in the way. I trust you. I trust you when you say that you believe me, that you want to help me. And I'm going to untie you. And I really, really hope that you're not lying to me. Because if you are,
If you are lying to me, then I don't want to think about what's going to happen. I guess we'll find out. We'll see. If I'm crazy or not.